For some time now, we've been following the work being done to, well, get our buses talking. It's all about audio-visual services on board, and the audio announcements in particular can make a huge difference to people with visual impairments when it comes to finding out to what stop you want to get off at. However, there's not been a great deal to make the operators install these on their current buses or purchase new buses with the AV systems on board. Well, that all could be about to change. Now, joining me, we have Alan Brown, MP. Alan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for speaking to me again.
Alan, now you've been quite passionate in getting behind work to make changes in the legislation. Why did you pick this particular campaign?
I became aware of the issue through the work done by Guide Dogs, and I picked it up because it seemed to me to be a wrong that would be so easy to rectify, given that the buses bill was going through Parliament. And once I became aware of the issue and the fact that it's statutory for trains, it just, to me, seemed completely illogical that this matter wasn't being addressed by buses. So it seemed an easy to understand issue that could be taken forward, and with the view of the simplicity being that you hope that the government would actually respond accordingly. What I did in the first instance was actually I wrote to the Under-Secretary, so that effectively the Minister, who's government responsibility, Andrew Jones, and also took the opportunity to raise the matter when I was lucky enough to come out the ballot for Prime Minister's questions. So that was my way of drawing attention to the subjects, you know, in terms of other parliamentarians.
What about discussions amongst other MPs that you have had then with your proposals? Was there a lot of support for it?
Yeah, and certainly within my party, all the guys are on board, and I'm aware from the work that the Guide Dogs have done, other parliamentarians are on board and clearly managed to secure an amendment in the House of Lords, which again demonstrates that kind of cross-party support.
And that is the step we're hoping for, this amendment. So what does that actually mean at the moment, at this particular stage?
The amendment went through in the House of Lords stage, so the bill with the amendment comes back to the House of Commons, so it'll be probably later on this month, and then it's a matter of just making sure that the government still accepts that amendment, and then hopefully it passes through the House of Commons and then goes through the next approval stage. So when it comes back to the House of Commons, I'll hopefully be able to speak to that and actually give my views, and also speak about my experience where I did the simulated visual impaired walk through the town of Kilmarnock and accessing a bus. So I'd certainly hope to relay that in Parliament as well.
Now, we also have with us Chris Theobald from the charity Guide Dogs. Chris, your charity has obviously been a huge part in this campaign from the word go now, so it's great news that we're at this stage.
Yes, it's fantastic news. It's a real milestone in their campaign. 6 years of campaigning on this, and this is the biggest step that we've had so far. So we're very grateful for the support of parliamentarians from across the parties, and Alan's role in this as well, of course.
Many people will have been on these buses in the London area. Transport for London's entire fleet has the talking announcements, and they have been spreading across the UK, but not really at the rate that Guide Dogs and other charities would hope.
Yes, exactly. It's in London, there's Lothian buses, and they're introducing them, places like Nottingham and Reading. But unfortunately, some of the larger bus operators haven't been particularly amenable to introducing it voluntarily, and there hasn't been the shift that we need. And for people with sight loss, of course, and other people who find AV useful, it needs to be on all of your journeys for it really to be effective. So it needs to be on your different connecting buses, not just if you're using one service and then you switch to another to get to the doctors, but that final bit of the route doesn't have it. So it needs to be comprehensive, like other accessibility requirements.
Alan, you mentioned that you've been a big supporter of this from the beginning, but you did say you took a walk with this cane and the Guide Dog, and as part of that you also tried to take a bus journey as well. What was that like for you?
Taking the bus journey, really, it just illustrated perfectly what Guide Dogs have been campaigning on, because it was utterly impossible for me to actually know where I was going in the bus and where to get off. So I was completely reliant on the guide I had with me. If I didn't have a guide, you're completely at the mercy of either a friendly bus driver or a friendly passenger, because there's no way that you can actually understand the bus journey route, because the buses don't stop at every bus stop, because you cannot rely on that third party help.
We're still looking to get people involved in this, Chris. You're still urging people to get in touch with their MPs when this comes back to the Commons, and Alan's hoping to speak then, and really to get their MPs to support this.
Yes, so as I said, we're really incredibly pleased about the development, the cross-party support, how the government has come forward with a comprehensive amendment that will give the government powers to ensure that bus operators have accessible information. But we want to make sure it's introduced sooner rather than later, and just sort of to keep the momentum going. And so people can go onto our website and they can sign up to the campaign and be able to contact their MPs and ask them to speak out in favour of this, and make sure that when it comes to looking at the details of how it's going to be rolled out, it's going to be done quickly and effectively. So they can go to guidedogs.org.uk/talkingbuses, and then from there you can read about the campaign and take the action there.
Fantastic. Well, to Alan Brown, MP, best of luck when it comes back to the Commons, Alan, and your speech there. And to Chris Theobald from Guide Dogs, let's hope many more people still get with the campaign and urge their MPs to support this. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Alan.
Thank you.